Hello friends, we are on chapter 7, bills, finance, which is another type of funded credit facility. We have seen overdraft, cash credit, loans. Likewise, bill finance is also a sort of funded credit facility because based on the bills, bank will finance to its borrowers. The title of this chapter is Bills Discounted. When we talk about bills finance, bills financing can be done in different ways. One amongst them is bills discounting. So in this chapter, we are going to understand what are the different types of bills. We have to understand the way in which finance can be raised against bills. Two prominent ways. One is bills purchase. Second is bills discounted. And to understand the different advantages of bills discounting. So let's first understand the meaning of bills financing. Bills purchase and discount is another way of taking advantage or taking advance from a bank, especially by the drawers of the bill. Such advances are short-term and self-liquidating in nature. Often when goods are sold as opposed to making payments in cash or by check, the seller draws a bill of exchange instructing the buyer to make the payment. So when we talk of bills, bills specifically involves a transaction in which the person who has to pay the money is not paying in cash, but he is drawing a sort of paper instrument on the basis of which he makes a commitment to make a payment either immediately or after a certain period of time. So before we understand what are the different ways in which financing can be done on the basis of a bill of exchange, we need to understand what exactly is a bill of exchange. Bill of exchange is a negotiable instrument like a promissory note, like a check. A bill of exchange is an instrument in writing containing an unconditional order signed by the maker directing a certain person to pay a certain sum of money to or to the order of a certain person or to the bearer of the instrument. This is exactly as defined under Section 5 of Negotiable Instruments Act 1881. Here there are three parties: the drawer who draws the bill, the payee who is supposed to get the money, and the drawee who is supposed to make the payment. So having understood this, arrangement between the drawer and the drawer gives an order to the drawee to make a payment to the payee, and this is an unconditional order, and it is actually in writing signed by the maker for paying a certain sum of money to the bearer or to the order of a certain person, and more details about it we'll be seeing it in our subsequent slides. Having understood this arrangement between a buyer and a seller for making payment by using a paper instrument, this type of arrangement can be classified into two main types based on the order that is given for payment. This order can be given for making the payment immediately, or this order can be given for making a payment after a certain period of time. So based on this, bill of exchange can be classified into two types. The first one is a cite or a demand bill, and the second one is a usance bill. When we talk about a cite or a demand bill, it has to be immediately paid as soon as it is presented for payment by the payee to the drawee. When we talk about usance bill, this has to be paid after a certain period. This period is based on the order that is given by the drawer to the drawee, specifically mentioned on the bill, and the payee has to follow a procedure as given under Negotiable Instruments Act. He has to first present the bill, get the acceptance from the drawee, and when the drawee gives acceptance, he becomes the acceptor, and on the due date, the payee has to make the presentment for getting the actual payment from the acceptor. So based on these types of bills, site or demand bills on one side, usance on the other side, the type of credit facility is provided on the basis of the type of bills. The next two type of bills are the documentary bills and the clean bills. It clearly means documentary bills means it have some document attached with the bill. Clean bill will be having no such document attached with it. It is simply an arrangement for getting money from the other without having actually a trade transaction. So let us understand this types of bills in more detail. First, about the site or the demand bill. When a bill is payable at site on demand or on presentment, it is called a demand bill. So demand bill doesn't give any further time for making payment. As soon as it is presented, it needs to be paid. Usance bill, as I said before, usance bill matures after a certain period of time. Can be anything that is decided between the drawer and the drawee. It can be 30 days, 50 days, 60 days, whatever mutually agreed between the drawer and the drawee, after date or after site. So whenever a bill is paid after a certain period, it is called an usance bill. What is a documentary bill? When a seller draws a bill, encloses and attaches the bill, the documents of title to goods, such as a railway receipt or a motor transfer receipt to the dealer to the buyer, on payment or against acceptance of the bill, such bills are called as documentary bills. A common person can understand this better. We generally buy many things from online internet sites, especially when such payment is done against acceptance. The seller sends the bill only when the buyer accepts it and makes the payment. The invoice as well as whatever items that are purchased are handed over to the buyer. This exactly is a type of a documentary bill, which is having the title to the goods attached with the bill. Whereas clean bills are exactly opposite the documentary bills. If the bill of exchange is on its own and there are no documents attached to it, the bill is called as a clean bill. This is specifically coming not from a trade transaction, but it is just an arrangement between the drawer and the drawee. So having understood what is the bill of exchange, what are the different types of bills of exchange, what are the options available to the seller? When you talk about the seller, this seller is basically the drawer of the bill. When the creditor or the seller of the goods draws a bill on the debtor or the buyer of the goods, he has two main options. And these two main options specifically are upon the point of raising finance on the basis of bills from a bank. The option number one is he can send the bill for collection through a bank, so that as soon as the drawee makes the payment can be obtained by the drawer. The second option is to sell it to the bank without waiting for collection. The bank will give him the payment by deducting some charges and subsequently send it to the drawee for collection. So having understood these two main options, let us understand the first option, collection of bills, in detail. The seller would draw the bill and hand the bill to the bank to collect the amount due from the buyer. The bank acts as the agent of the drawer and makes its payment to him only on realization of the bill. So this is the major difference between a bill purchase or discount. In case of collection of bills, the payment will happen only after realization and not before it. Whereas when we look at the bills purchase or bills discounting facility, the payment can happen even before collection or realization from the drawee. Demand bills are repayable on demand. The banker is entitled to demand the payment immediately on presentation before the drawee, as there is no maturity period. Demand bills discounting is known as purchase. So if one has to understand what type of bill financing facility is offered against demand bill, it is bills purchase facility provided by the bank. However, when it is a nuisance bill, since the payment will be happening after a certain period, the time value of money impacts the banks, and hence the facility that is offered by the bank is bills discounting facility in case of nuisance bill. The banker credits the customer account with the amount of the bills after deducting his charges in case of bills purchase, and in case of nuisance bill, after a period of time, the banker retains the bill for a period and realizes the amount of the bill from the drawee on its due date. This typical practice of collecting money by paying certain amount in advance is called as discounting of bills. A banker credits the customer's account with the amount of bill after deducting the discount amount. The discount is charged by the banker at a higher rate than the charges in case of purchase of bill. So, in comparison to purchase and discount, bills purchase facility, the borrower has to pay a less charge, whereas in case of bills discounting facility, the charges would be slightly higher in order to cover the time value of money, because the banker will have to collect the money after a certain period. So that particular discount factor is also recovered over and above the charges of bills facility from the borrower. The discount includes not only the expenses incurred in realization of the bill, but also the interest on the amount of the bill credited to the drawer's account. So banker does not get any loss even paying the money in advance in case of discounting of bills and collecting it later from the drawee in case of discounting of nuisance bills. Now we go to a different type of bill, the drawee bills. Here also we are having two categories, drawer bills and drawee bills. The basic difference between the two is that in case of a former, there is a drawer bill, the bill is discounted at the instance of the drawer, and in case of the latter, the bill is discounted at the instance of the drawee. So basis on which who discounts it, the name is attached, it's a drawer bill or a drawee bill. So what is the use of the drawer of the or the drawee bill? The intention is very clear. In case of a drawer, in case of a drawee bill, the drawer bills are also called as the sales bills. They finance receivables and replace the cash credit against the book debts. Whereas the drawee bill, on the other hand, finance purchases of raw materials. So friends, having understood what is bills, what are the different types of bills, what is bills purchase, what is bills discounting, what are the draw bills, what is the drawee bill. Now we have to understand what is the role of a banker in case of discounting of bills. The banker acts as an agent of his customer while collecting or negotiating bills with relevant documents. And it's the responsibility of the bank to collect the amount of the bills from the drawee, because of the agency relationship between the borrower and the bank. Are there any advantages of bills discounting facilities? Like we have seen the various advantages in case of overdraft, cash credit and loans. Should a borrower go for bill discounting facility? It will be obvious from this slide. What are the advantages? Number one, safety of funds, as a bill of exchange is a negotiable legal instrument. Even though the bank purchases or discounts the bill today, he has legal recourse in case the bill is dishonored by the drawee. Basically, because of bill of exchange is a negotiable instrument, there is a certainty of payment, and that's the reason it is called as a self-liquidating asset. It would go in default. It would be liquidated at a specific time immediately in case of demand bills, after at a maturity date in case of a nuisance bill. There is a facility of refinance from RBI, so banker can create more credit out of bill financing because of the refinance provided by none other than RBI. There is a stability in the value of the bill. It is not volatile. Once the monetary value that is fixed on the bill, that remains till the bill is satisfied. its profitability because just for the sake of agency, bank gets charges out of it, and it can become a good source of revenue when the volume of the bill financing is huge. Now we go finally to a special type of bill which we call as accommodation bill. These accommodation bill are specifically raised out of some business practices. The trade bills are drawn to settle a trade debt generally. However, an accommodation bill is not supported to settle a trade debt as it is drawn without any consideration. So accommodation bill generally doesn't have any trade transaction involved into it. Accommodation bills are drawn to raise money from such bills without any trading activities. Such bills are accepted by the drawee, are discounted by the drawer with the bank to raise finance. The drawer provides funds to the acceptor before the due date, and hence this is basically an arrangement between the drawer and the drawee. Drawee is in need of money, he draws a bill on the drawee and he actually purchases or makes a bills purchase or discount, and before the drawee could make the payment, drawer gives him the money to square off the transaction, and during this period the drawer gets money specifically as per the arrangements made in the bill. The practice of bills discounting of accommodation bill is also known as kite flying because it doesn't have any trade transaction into it. There is a mutual understanding between the accommodating party, that is the acceptor, and the accommodated party. The accommodating party is not liable to the accommodated party as there is no underlying trade transaction. Accommodation bill generally or should not be discounted because there is a high degree of risk involved into it. Thank you.